Aquas Incorporated, may I help you?
Yeah, hi, this is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff. Is Carmen in?
Oh, let me check. Hold on one second.
Sure.
Hello.
Hey Carmen, this is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff.
Hi.
You've been so busy over there, I feel like I'm annoying you. Am I annoying you?
No, I just sent you some. Did you get my
I
stuff?
did, yes, I just got it. So I got the application. I think, did you try to fax it? We had somebody try to fax something from Maryland. I thought it was you because we spoke,
No.
but that wasn't you?
No.
Okay.
No, it wasn't me. It wasn't me.
Okay.
Fax?
Yeah, that was weird.
No.
Seems like archaic. So I got like a half
Nope.
fax. Okay.
No, it wasn't from me. I didn't fax anything. I did
Yeah.
just send you the bank statements.
I did. So I just got your bank statements right in front of me right now, and I have the application. Did you guys do 2015 taxes?
I think I have 2014, but let me check.
Sure, no
That was the
problem.
next thing I was going to check. But the other thing is I also wanted to get you the August bank statement, which was not in this list.
I see. Yeah, we have January, February,
I'm
March.
sorry. You don't have to use them all. You just it's just they were all there,
The more
so I just kind of
the
forwarded. I just forwarded.
merrier. No
Okay.
problem.
All right. So I'll get you August and I'll get you the tax return.
I'll try to
Okay?
make it as easy as possible if you'd like. The tax return, we don't need all of it. I know they can get crazy. We just need that one page that shows the summary and like the ownership. I think it's the first or second page. It's probably
Okay.
those. Okay, so just the first two pages and then the August bank statements, and I'll have the whole thing here ready to go.
And then just let me know what we can do. Okay?
Absolutely. Sure.
I
Quick
mean,
question.
I'm looking to see, so here's the thing, right?
Right.
So what I want to do is, so I don't know how you guys work. So there's a lot of stuff I don't know, so I feel a little bit unsure of myself,
I
okay?
would love to answer any of your questions. What would you, which quick
Okay. So
find?
I have balances on previous cash advances which I want to get rid of if you can give me better terms.
Absolutely. So
But I've already
usually,
paid most of the interest on it because we're at the tail end of it. So I have
right.
one that's 34. I have one that's like 40, something like 45.
34
Right?
and 45. Okay. That's what's left of them.
And then I have probably about $40,000 or $50,000 in other stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So
So
the
that's
way
what
it
I
would
have.
work, sure. So the way it would work is we have two options, and the way you're saying that you wanted to consolidate them, get rid of them, is the preferred option. So what we can do is either take a third or fourth position loan, which is basically that we get behind in line of all these
No,
people.
I want you to clear everything.
We don't like to do that either. So the good news is we're on the same page. So what we're gonna
Okay.
do is gonna try to grab everything. You said you already paid off most of it, which is good. So what we'll do is look at your remaining balance, put it all together. You guys get a prepayment discount for paying them back early, I think. They
I
give
think
you a,
so, yeah.
yeah, they give you a couple percentage points, so you get to kind of double dip a little. So you'll go and repay them with what we get from us after we consolidate everything. And then if you want anything additionally on top of that, that's what we can include. So if you can actually send me, you said you have one, two, three outstanding loans right now. It's
Yeah.
is that about right? Okay,
Yeah.
if you can, I don't know if I need the specific
But
documents.
you'll see them in the statement.
Yeah, I could see them taking out the
Yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
Do you have those readily available in front of you? I don't need the paperwork, but if you can just kind of summarize it for me, just what the original amount was and how much is left, things like that. Do you think you can do that?
No, I know the original amount was $100,000
Okay, that
each.
was
I mean,
each.
of two of them, two of them.
Two. Okay, so each were
And then
100.
the most recent one was 40,000.
And the most recent was 40. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
And you said what's left is 34, 45, and 40 to 50?
Yeah, 'cause I just took out the 40 about, I don't want to say, when I first called you is what when I was looking for it.
Right.
So I probably, because they're charging me a lot of money for it,
That's what they do.
I would guess that I would still owe 40.
You would still owe the 40. Okay.
Yeah. And then because I would guess that it's 40 plus whatever interest they charge is probably 56. And so they probably reduced, it's probably been reduced by whatever I've paid so far.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. And so what you would try to do is consolidate all three of them with us. And did you want anything on top of that? Did you have any plans?
I would like to have. But I don't know what I can, you know, what my capacity is.
Sure.
With you.
So what we're going to do is when we take these programs in, we're going to try to qualify you for the largest amount possible and for the longest term possible. That's how we do it off the bat. And it kind of works like a line of credit. Once you're ready to take it, you don't have to take the full amount. You just tell us how much you want. So what did you guys do in gross annual sales last year? Just plan.
I don't know. I think it was like 3 and something million.
3.5. Okay. So to give you like a good idea, to give you kind of like a picture, we can generally unlock 10 to 15% of that. So if you're doing about 3.5 million, we can generally unlock about 350 to maybe 500,000.
But I don't, I don't want to do that whole thing. Right. I don't want to do that whole thing. And also I would want to know if you're going to put me on a daily, I wouldn't want to do it anyhow. So I just need to know.
So you don't want daily. So we offer daily, weekly, and monthly. So we have all three tiers, and it kind of just depends on the background. But once I put this all together, I can definitely – would you rather do, I guess, monthly is a preferred, weekly is acceptable? What do you think?
And also I want to know whether you're going to – I want to get rid of my UCC filing. So I need to know whether you can do that or not.
I would definitely be able to not file for you from our behalf, but they've already filed. Your stuff is all over the internet.
I know.
I'll hire a hacker to go delete it all if you'd like.
If you could do that, that would be nice.
We'll throw it in as a cherry on top.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're probably flooding your mailbox. Okay.
I know.
Sounds good, Carmen. I guess all I would need afterwards, if after I get those things, is if I could get a little bit of just more information on these loans. So the $100K that you initially took out, do you remember when that was? Do you need to look at papers for that?
No, everything is February.
Everything was February?
Yeah.
All three loans.
It was end of January, beginning of February. Well, the 40,000 wasn't. The 40,000 was probably June.
Okay, so February of this year, you took out the $200,000 loans. Okay, 2016.
Yeah.
This one was in, you said June, the 40K?
Probably.
Okay, just guesstimating. And then out of the 100,000, one of them you said is about 40 to 50 left. The other one was about 45.
The one of them is
National funding?
Yeah, I think so. And that one's 34,000.
That one's 34,000.
Yeah.
Okay, so 34K.
Oh, it's probably right now it's 30,000, God knows. It's something like that.
Okay, sounds good. All right. So what's probably going to happen, just kind of giving you a heads up, Carmen, once I get all this app information in, what the guys in the underwriting are going to want to do is make sure that they beat and secure all three of these loans and everything. So we might need some of the additional details on them. As far as I can see... Okay,
I just want to know what you can offer, and then based on that, we can move forward or not, right?
Absolutely, sure. We can definitely do that. Looking at these things, how would you rate your credit score? Just good,
it's
bad.
It's around 650. I can go pull it and see what it is exactly, see if it's going up or dropped or whatever, but it's around that.
Okay, so that's not bad. And your time in business, how long you guys been around? It's 2007, I think you started.
1990.
1990, wow, okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
So if you started in 1990. So just to kind of give you a little bit of a picture, we do have a couple of things that we look at. It's the time in business. We look at the industry and your kind of credit and everything, and that kind of what factors it. You've been in business for a while, so that works for you. 650 is about the national average, so it's not going to hurt or help. The credit's pretty much stable. And then if we look at the gross annual sales and everything else, I think based on this, we have credit tiers A through D. You'd be in our A to B programs, most likely A, to be honest. And then we'll look at the bank statements. I haven't taken a peek yet, but no negative balances.
There might have been an occasional where we were expecting a deposit and it didn't come in on time, and we might have had a few days where it did go dip.
Okay. And as long as that wasn't regular or recurring, kind of looking at it.
No, I mean, it just happens sometimes.
I got you. Okay, sure. So, yeah, I can definitely do that. I'm going to start crunching these. How would you think the total debt outstanding right now? You said one is 34, one is 45, one is 40 to 50. So how much do you think you owe in total right now, currently?
Probably, what did I, probably whatever I said is 120, right? Something like that.
About something like 120? Okay.
Yeah.
120K. I will put that down here. And I'm sure they've got you at ridiculous rates, right?
Yes, they do.
Okay, and they have you for, is it a year, 6 months for each of these?
Well, I think the national finance was 10 months.
Ten months.
I'm November 23rd, I'm done with that.
Okay, November. That's pretty close.
Yeah.
Okay, so if we can do this quickly, we can get you paid off on all of those, so you can take all those prepayment discounts or whatever and get out of it, and then you
right,
just
but the UCC culprit is the merchant advance thing.
The merchant advance. Oh, yeah, those guys are the worst. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they're the ones who were...
Who started this Pandora's box.
Yes, yeah, they did.
I got you. Okay. Then let me get to work with what we have here, and then I'll be in touch and try to get... If you can just somehow get... You know when they gave you the statements for all these loans, there was the first page that kind of summarized the total amount, how much you pay back, whatever. Those probably all we're going to need from them when the time comes. But honestly, Carmen, I'm looking at this. We can definitely get all three of these loans paid off, and we can definitely get you much better terms. I'm going to do my absolute best to make sure that there's no dailies. Would you bend for weeklies? Is that... Is that
well, weeklies is better, right?
I'd
love to do monthly, but if I can, if I can do monthly, that would be the best. But
sure.
I definitely don't want to do daily. It's driving me nuts.
I understand.
Because I have to be paying attention to it every day.
Of course. And you just slip one time or one bill doesn't come in and you have overdrafts. Okay, so I'm going to shoot for monthly. If we can't for some reason, we're going to stick to daily. I'll put in the notes here that you don't want daily at all.
Right, I don't want it at all. Okay?
Gotcha.
Okay.
Carmen, I'll hang tight and wait for those last few things, and we'll be in touch.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Carmen. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.